So just a few days after the council took all of this action, here's what Governor Greg Abbott tweeted. I want to read this tweet and then get your response. He tweeted, if Austin or any other Texas city permits camping on city streets, it will be yet another local ordinance the state of Texas will override. At some point, cities must start putting public safety and common sense first. And in his tweet, he actually quoted a tweet from someone, a conservative California, who had appeared to have overblown what the council had done and what actually would be allowed in Austin moving forward. I'm curious to get your response to what the governor tweeted about this.
Well, I was a little disappointed the governor was retweeting somebody from California trying to talk about what we're doing here in Texas. But the governor's point that we need to focus on public safety and public health is exactly right. I assume that someone on his staff didn't really explain what it was that the city had done, because we remain laser focused on public safety and public health. My hope is, you know, the legislature doesn't meet for another year and a half. And my hope is, and my expectation is that Austin's going to develop a program that the state will be proud of, a program that the legislature will scale up to cities across this, across our state, as an effective way to deal with a challenge which is out of hand in many cities across the country and getting worse in the state of Texas. You know, the state has made it harder for us already. We have some pilot programs that have worked really well that we want to scale up. And we were real effective getting veteran homelessness to net effective zero in our city. Last year, we took half of the homeless children off our streets in a pilot program. Now's the time for us to scale them up. But the legislature capped our spending, what we can spend. And there's just not money to be able to scale up new programs. We're going to have to cut old programs. And if we want to scale up new programs, we're going to have to find other and more old programs to cut. So the legislature just made it harder for us to be able to deal with homelessness in our city. That said, we're still going to get the job done, because it is still our job and our goal and our priority to do it. It's just that the state has made it harder for us. I would hope that over the next year and a half, the state would actually be a constructive partner with us.